Sure. It'll be 30 altogether. 30? Yep. Then I'll just
walk into the waiting room on any given night, and you'll see a flourishing music scene that cultivates local artists while playing an integral role in keeping Buffalo on the national map. That wasn't always the case.
Back in the end of 2012 to 2013, a bunch of Buffalo clubs closed. Club Infinity, The Mohawk Place, Sound Lab, and Extreme Wheels. So After Dark did a lot of shows in all of those rooms. Kind of forced my hand.
That's Chris Ring, who opened and took over the 500-capacity venue on Delaware 15 months ago. Numerous closings left a void in the number of venues that could accommodate nationally touring bands that weren't big enough to fill arenas, but had outgrown a general bar's capacity. He stresses the importance of having clubs that can handle mid-level touring bands.
And the whole breed of the big arena rock shows has kind of been dying out. We have a lot of the 1,000 cap club bands. We have a lot of those 500 cap club bands. And with people not making as much money in the recording industry anymore, they make all their money touring.
If anyone knows the role clubs play in attracting talent to a city, it's the musicians. Keith Buckley, singer of Buffalo's Every Time I Die, fills venues internationally. He built a fan base touring the independent circuit since 2000.
Anybody I talk to who has played Buffalo is extremely excited about it because they know now what used to be a C market is now first or second tier. Bands would begrudgingly play Buffalo if they had to because it was a stop between Cleveland and New York City or something. Now with the waiting room, bands are actually seeking out a Buffalo show.
Buckley says the club provides entertainment that appeals to music acts of all sizes.
Town Ballroom, you could play there. That place is great, but that holds 900 people and the band might not be big enough for that. Like I said, waiting room is just a perfect medium size venue. You know, now with the studio upstairs, it's even a small size venue for that more intimate shows. I just think it's great, and they accommodate everybody.
Since opening, the club added a second room, the studio, upstairs that now houses an additional 275 concert goers, making it the only professional multi-room concert venue and bar in Buffalo. But Ring says additional clubs have since opened, offering increased appeal to out-of-town talent.
And at the time, like I said, there's no other venues. Since we've opened, a bunch of other venues that are now opening in similar capacities, but there's so many bands, we can't house every band at our club either. So there is actually enough to go around. It's exciting to see, like, you know, live music is back in Buffalo, and it's good that we're not the only game in town because that time it was kind of depressing knowing that there's no other venues that could basically stay open.
Tom Liptak is vice president of the Chippewa Alliance, formed last year to spur new business and economic development. He says the waiting room's unique location just blocks from both Chippewa and Allen fits into a vision of the traditional bar district morphing into a general entertainment district.
If you've got that number of people being attracted to a venue that is no more than two blocks away from your restaurant or from your bar, well, that's foot traffic. That's a good thing. That puts fannies in the seats for food, for drinks, for just for entertainment generally. That foot traffic is a good thing for Chippewa. It's a good thing for Buffalo. And that means, therefore, that it's a good thing for the Alliance.
Ring agrees, saying the transformation benefits businesses and patrons.
I think being in close proximity to all of those sort of things has helped encourage people to come out knowing, like, hey, you know, we actually make a full night of this, opposed to, like, hey, we're only going to go out and see our one band play on this bill, then we're going home. It's, hey, we can go out, grab dinner, Dinosaur Barbecue, go see the show, then go to Soho after for a couple of drinks.
As Buffalonians take pride in the city's recent resurgence, the waiting room continues to attract talent from around the country, offering a unique venue in the heart of downtown's entertainment district.
It's actually a pretty exciting time again, which I kind of saw back in like the late 90s and early 2000s happening. It's kind of happening again right now.
Jeffrey Main, WBFO News.